Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today I'm covering two short topics listeners have asked about: employer contributions to a 401k and some more information about self-directed IRAs. Al called in with this question about 401k limits.
Hi, my name is Al, and I was listening to the Money Podcast. I had a question about contribution limits to a 401k, I understand to be $15,500. If my employer matches part of my contributions, is the limit amount just on what I contribute, or is it what I contribute plus what the employer contributes?
Thanks for the question, Al. First off, you've got it right. The contribution limit for a 401k for 2007 is $15,500, which is $500 more than it was last year. The limit applies to your contributions only. Employer matching doesn't factor into the limit. So if you were to max out your 401k for 2007 by contributing a full $15,500, and if your employer were to match the first $10,000 you contributed at a rate of 50 cents on the dollar, you'd have a grand total contribution of $20,500 for the year. The $15,500 you contributed plus the $5,000 employer match. As I mentioned in episode 4, if your employer matches your contributions, it's a really, really smart idea to contribute enough to your 401k to get that full employer match. Now for a different question. In response to episode 7 about self-directed IRAs, listeners named David and George posted to the blog wondering whether it's possible to purchase your own home or a vacation home with your self-directed IRA. Thanks, Jamie, for posting answers there. I wanted to provide some more information for everyone. The answer to the question, unfortunately, is no. You may only purchase real estate you don't personally use with your self-directed IRA. For example, you can't buy a vacation home that you rent out and also partly use yourself. You also can't purchase real estate with your self-directed IRA if your spouse, your kids, or grandkids, or your parents or grandparents will use it. Your ascendants and descendants are defined as disqualified persons and cannot personally use real estate purchased by your self-directed IRA. Keep in mind, you can lend money from your self-directed IRA to someone else as long as they are not a disqualified person. You can also borrow money from someone else's self-directed IRA, again, so long as they are not a disqualified person. So a friend or sibling, for example, could lend you money from their self-directed IRA to finance the purchase of your own home. Besides your ascendants and descendants, there are also some other instances of disqualified persons. If you're interested in more details, consult a self-directed IRA custodian. You can find links to a few self-directed IRA custodians at qdnow.com at the end of the transcript for the episode on self-directed IRAs. As always, everyone's situation is different, so it's a good idea to consult your tax or financial advisor. Today, we have another book giveaway. If you've sent me an email or posted to the blog, you're automatically entered in the giveaway. And the winner is Monique in Minneapolis. Congratulations, you've won a copy of IRA Wealth by Patrick Rice. Please check your email for instructions. And finally, a big thanks to everyone who has taken the time to post a review at iTunes. For those of you who haven't posted a review, I'd really appreciate it if you took a moment to write one. Also, please visit the Money Girl section of qdnow.com to take the audience survey. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. If you have a question or comment, call it in to the voicemail line at 206-MONEY-01 or email it to money@qdnow.com. Also, check out the newest QD Now podcasts, Legal Lad and Mighty Mommy. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.